The situation in Serbia remains tense today. Last night, police in Belgrade battled demonstrators who were protesting a government takeover of independent media outlets. U.S. and European officials say the crackdown shows Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic is nervous. His regime has been undermined in recent weeks by political killings and by the growing strength of a student-led resistance movement. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports the developments in Serbia are prompting speculation in Washington and other capitals about how long Milosevic can stay in power.
His cronies are being assassinated. Last weekend, a Milosevic party chief in the province of Vojvodina, before that, a prominent business associate, before that, his defense minister. Milosevic himself has been indicted by the International War Crimes Tribunal and faces arrest if he leaves Serbia. At home, the regime faces a determined new opposition movement. U.S. government officials who follow Slobodan Milosevic see this week's assault on the independent media as a sign he and his allies are in trouble. Richard Boucher is the State Department spokesman.
If you look at the growing opposition and the growing unity of the opposition, and you look at the increasingly repressive measures being taken by the regime, one has to have the sense that they're worried.
Milosevic has traditionally depended on a loyal police force to secure his base and keep his opponents weak. But U.S. officials say that a growing sense of anarchy in Serbia has left Milosevic uncertain whether he can still trust his own security apparatus. Last month, a war crimes suspect from Bosnia, Dragan Nikolic, was seized by masked men deep inside Serbia and driven to the Bosnian border, where he was turned over to U.S. Army troops. American officials refused to reveal any U.S. role in it, but they acknowledged there was a secret operation. Says one official, "I want the folks in Belgrade to keep this idea in their minds that someone came in and snatched this guy in a surgical-type operation." Bill Stubner served as a War Crimes Tribunal liaison officer with NATO peacekeepers in Bosnia. He says the successful arrest of Dragan Nikolic leaves Milosevic looking a little less powerful.
Certainly it hurts his credibility with other people who are indicted, who have gone to Serbia specifically because they believe that his regime is their last resort, their only protection. This really does expose chinks in his armor.
Another problem, Slobodan Milosevic could be in danger of losing what few friends he has. U.S. diplomats say Russian officials have recently been sending some signals that they see the continued rule of Milosevic in Belgrade as detrimental to Russian interests in the region. They are not comfortable with NATO's presence in the Balkans, says one U.S. official, but they know NATO will be there as long as Milosevic remains in power. Alexei Arbatov, deputy chair of the Russian Parliament Defense Committee, noticed that the first Serbian politician to visit Moscow after the presidential election this spring was actually an opposition leader.
Maybe it was designed to soften Milosevic somewhat in his relations to Russia, to send him a signal that there are alternatives to him.
And yet, for all that's against Slobodan Milosevic, U.S. officials admit he appears as determined as ever to hold on to power. And his former allies in Russia could yet decide to come to his aid. Just this week, Milosevic's foreign minister was warmly received in Moscow, and the Russian government offered the Milosevic regime new loans. Alexei Arbatov, who has traveled several times to Belgrade on parliamentary visits, says the United States and other Western governments should not think they can ever force Milosevic to give up power.
I do not know what is in Milosevic's mind. If he decides to go away and to search for an exile, I think he would have many proposals where to stay. However, no other way of doing away with him is possible. And the more Western policy is geared towards getting rid of Milosevic, the further he will stay and the more popular he will be.
Milosevic has already survived three wars and years of economic sanctions. U.S. officials, aware of his durability, are careful not to predict how long Milosevic will stay around. But given his problems, they insist he cannot survive indefinitely. The end is inevitable, says one U.S. official. This man is history. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.